PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
How's it going, guys? Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, and we are in the Crespediso studio. I'm chilling with Drew Cogburn. Drew, how's it going, Drew?
It's going, Chris.
Drew.
Chris.
Check 1, 2. So, Just water. Hey, how's it going, Drew?
Chris.
Bonus episode. We're talking about stuff. You ready to talk about some stuff?
What kind of stuff? Let me guess. This week in rape culture.
Do I have any rape culture?
Today in mass shooting history.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, it seems just like a daily occurrence at this point.
Honda Wrecker is being very anti-gun. Very anti-gun. Guns belong in action movies, and that's it. No real rape culture stuff. Michael Fassbender has some nasty abuse allegations from his past girlfriend.
Has she been smacking a bitch?
Maybe. It's possible that he may have been maybe a little bit of dragon.
Ooh, some dragon.
Maybe it's possible. But speaking of Michael Fassbender, he has been cast to star, not specified yet, maybe as the villain, but star in the feature-length sequel to Kung Fury. Yes, Drew. Kung Fury 2.
wait.
Kung Fury 2 just got real as fuck.
Excuse me?
Michael Fassbender has signed on to star in David F. Sandberg's Kung Fury 2.
Holy shit.
It's happening. I'm excited for it. It's going to be pretty cool.
Wow.
That's the right reaction.
Damn. That, I mean, this... Okay, things just... Chris, shit just got real.
It got real, that's what I'm saying.
Shit just got really real.
It got real. It's already been a few years now since Kung Fury dropped like that all crazily on the internet.
Like a goddamn atom bomb and people on my
like,
brain.
People were like, what is this? And it blew up, and he even released it for free. He still signed deals with Netflix and El Rey Network.
I mean, up until Thor Ragnarok, my first favorite movie, Thor.
Yes. Best movie, Thor, until Thor Ragnarok, yeah. Thor.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, old Thor. But, you know.
It happens.
It happens. You can only be king for so long.
The Marvel Machine and Taika Waititi. Gotcha. Yeah,
you can only be king for so long. Hold on a second here. We're going to take a quick phone call from PFT. Co-founder Steve Etchie. Steve.
Yes.
Hey, buddy, you're on the podcast.
Am I?
Yeah, we're recording a quick bonus episode while I wait for you to show up. How's it going, buddy?
doing pretty good. My godson totally got 100% in all of his cool stuff. So I was like, we're going to do all this fun stuff. And that's why, I suddenly looked at the clock and I was like, something's weird. Oh, no.
No, that's cool, man. You're chilling with the godson. It's good that the godson did good in school, man.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's doing awesome.
Yeah, that's great. You gotta support the young minds. Because most kids are stupid.
Yeah, that's a weird plot too. Because, like, that he got 100 and everything. Because, like, I mean, he's extremely smart. But he has, like, no attention span.
Those are those new school kids, man. He's generation, what's the generation after millennial?
I have no idea.
That's what he is, man.
Have they even come up with something for that?
Generation AI, I don't know.
They could be a part of the generation or a robot.
Possible. Could be. Could be.
All right, well, I'm starting the car up. I'm heading your way.
Oh, okay. Cool. You just called to say you're on your way?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. This is all on the podcast now.
All right, I'm really there.
Fantastic. All right, see you when you're here.
All right, yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah,
he's on his way, Chris.
There we go. We just took our first ever phone call on Cinema Crest Pizza.
It happens.
That happens. He's on his
way.
The
audio quality was awful.
It was variable at best. Drew. Even though Disney purchased Fox, mm-hmm. Fox still has, you know, they still have management in place. They're still making things while Disney gets all their ducks in a row. Oh. So apparently there is a new X-Men movie in the works over there that was being filmed under the title 143.
Okay.
This is being done by, it looks like, Tim Miller, who did Deadpool.
Okay.
And is currently doing the new Terminator movie, Terminator 6 or whatever.
Okay.
This will be his next film.
Okay.
An X-Men movie, secretly titled 143. Well, their working title, 143. Looking like this is going to be the previously announced Kitty Pryde movie.
Ooh. That could be fun.
And it is speculated that 143 is a reference to X-Men... does it say Uncanny X-Men 143, which is a story in which Kitty Pryde is home alone for the holidays at the school.
I have this.
You have this one? And she's tormented by some sort of demon.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the one.
Interesting. But I'd say, oddly enough, it's the only Kitty Pryde story that I know.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's, I guess you can call it a seminal Kitty Pryde?
I guess so.
How do you break down, for people who don't know, Drew, break down the character of Kitty Pryde for...
Well, I mean, Kitty Pryde, she's, she starts off as one of the, not one of the original X-Men, but, the first expansion of the X-Men.
Okay.
She's a young girl who's coming to grips with her mutant powers.
Which is?
Her mutant powers, she can pass through objects, through matter, pretty she can walk through walls and fall through floors and reach into your skull and grab your brain if she wants to. I mean, in extreme situations, it could be done.
Okay,
but yeah, that so she can shift through matter, and apparently, according to Days of Future Past and whatnot, apparently she has other sort of psychic powers that I'm not aware of.
Well, she's played by Ellen Page in X-Men 3, X-Men United, The Last Stand of the X-Men. Yep. And then she reprised the role in Days of Future Past. Yep. Yes.
Doing the weird mind thing.
Where she had to hold some sort of mind thing.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
In the comic book, isn't that a different character entirely?
Yeah.
It's not even Kitty Pryde that does that?
No.
Anyway.
So, who knows what they're gonna actually do with, the powers.
It is interesting. I wonder if Ellen Page would come back for that. Maybe she's a little too old. If she's still supposed to be in school.
This is...
When she's a kid, practically?
Pretty much a kid.
All right. And they're doing all the younger X-Men now anyway with the Dark Phoenix movie coming up here. Two Dark Phoenix movies, actually.
Interesting.
They're split up into two.
Well, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Might be just a bloated piece of shit.
Could be. One at a time, guys. We'll take this one at a time. Let's jump real quick to the world of Netflix. Mm-hmm. Netflix making splashes left and right with all the money that they're spending. They spent $100 million to get Shonda Rhimes away from ABC. Shonda Rhimes, we've talked about Shonda Rhimes recently on the show. She has been ABC for the last decade.
Okay.
Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, four other shows didn't catch on. All her... Excuse me. They gave her $100 million. Boom. They got the next Shonda Rhimes projects. Shondaland is her production company. Yeah. That's how big she is. Triple that. $300 million going to, boom, the Fox baby, Ryan Murphy, who developed Glee and American Horror Story, American Crime Story. He's been their go-to guy for a few years now. And he just signed a $300 million deal to develop content for Netflix. So they are spending the monies.
God and damn.
And they took two of the biggest names working in TV today. Two of the few household names. Those two, Dick Wolf.
Oh, Wolf Dick.
Who's the guy that does all the...
Wolf Dick's been around forever.
Forever. He's been there forever. He's entrenched in TV.
He is TV, Chris.
He is TV.
Boom. That is Wolf Dick.
That is Wolf Dick. Mark Burnett is the Survivor guy. He produces a whole bunch of stuff. Also produced The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice, part of the reason why Trump has the image of a successful businessman. Because that TV show had to prop him up as a... Anyway.
Somebody punched that dude in the face.
Mark Burnett? Yeah, he sucks.
And then tell him to buy CinemaCrisp but he's so for millions of dollars.
Yes, yes. Somebody give us money and then go away. Because he sucks. Netflix. In producing content, they spent $90 million to make Bright.
Yeah. How do you get money back on Bright? Like, how do you... How does that work?
How does that work, Drew? Correct. How does that work? How does this work?
How do you get your money back?
All of this money.
How do you get it back?
What? Where is the... Yes. More subscribers? Is that possible? I guess so.
Is that how it works?
If everyone on Earth subscribes to Netflix?
Well, I mean, is there...
Then they've reached their cap of monies they can make?
Do we know how many people actually have Netflix accounts?
I think some of those numbers are out there. Netflix is famously cagey about their internal metrics, and yeah, they are. They don't put it out there like Nielsen ratings or anything. So, and then they make claims that are like, is this verifiable? How do we know?
I don't care. I just want to know how many
subscribers
they have.
That info has to be out there just because they're a public company.
Well, they have
shareholders and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
So
it's out there. So what is this deal? I mean, I'm glad that it's happening. It may be a train wreck too.
I mean, it's got to be a bid to get more people in because it's a monthly subscription. So
yeah,
you know,
which just went up.
Yeah,
again, they raise their prices again. They signed on.
They just spent $400 million, Chris. They need to raise their prices.
Well, good lord. They signed on to spend $120 million on a Martin Scorsese movie, which Scorsese has been trying to make for 10 years. He's been struggling to get the money. Also, sort of waiting for technology to catch up, which it has.
I mean, here's the thing. Are any of these projects that, like, movie-wise, that they're spending all this shit ton of money on, are they going to release these theatrically?
They can't, because... movie theater exhibitors won't play their movies. They won't agree to show them as long as they're also available on Netflix.
But they don't seem to mind with Amazon.
Because Amazon respects ball. The window.
Oh, they play ball?
Yes, they play ball. Oh, Amazon Studios movies come out in theaters first, and then 90 days later are available on... theaters just want that 90-day window. It has shrunk over the years. Used to be... When VHS first came out, it was like over a year, then knocked down 8 months, 6 months, 3 months. They're like, just give us, stop it. Guys, stop shrinking the window. Netflix wants to obliterate the window.
What window?
Exactly. What window? We just knocked down the entire house. It's flat. The whole thing is flat. So no, it won't be in theaters. And this $120 million budget ballooned to $140 million. Martin Scorsese not one to have runaway budgets normally. Maybe young Scorsese would just... Coke crazy.
Well, maybe he's old and Coke crazy.
No, what's happening is it's the digital effects. It's this movie, The Irishman, that takes place over a number of decades. It's starring Pacino, De Niro, and Pesci, as well as, I'm sure, other actors.
And they have to de-age, and then...
They're de-aging all of them so they can play the versions of their characters from the 1970s, the 80s, the 90s, or whatever. Yeah, so...
Interesting.
And so it's going to be Uncanny Valley, the mob movie. It's going to be weird. Netflix also spent the monies on the new Benji movie, which comes out next month. Still making Benji movies. Did you know all the Benji movies are made by the same guy, Joe Camp?
Really?
He created them, and...
he just keeps cranking them out.
Well, this newest one, there hasn't been one since 2004. This newest one is actually by his son. So it's in the family now. It's a family business. Brendan Camp. And if you look up his, like, IMDb... They're like the only movies that he makes. He rarely traffics outside of the Benji world.
So weird.
Every Benji dog is a rescue dog.
Okay.
Every single one.
Yeah.
And the first one, when he made it, financed it on his own, made it on his own. No one wanted to distribute it.
No.
He distributed it on his own. He had to do everything on his own. The third highest grossing film of 1974.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, so...
I mean, a shit ton of money, and then the Benji Empire was born.
Cute little movies for kids. They're fine. They're dumb. Benji. It's Benji.
It's a dog.
So Netflix has a Benji movie coming. Todd Phillips of the Hangover films. Mm-hmm. And his last movie was War Dogs with Miles Teller and Jonah Hill.
I never saw.
The last thing we talked about, Todd Phillips on the show, he was developing the Joker solo film. Remember that?
Vaguely.
Speaking of Scorsese, executive produced by Martin Scorsese, directed by Todd Phillips, and at the time, especially because of the Scorsese thing, rumored DiCaprio was in talks to play the Joker.
No.
Those rumors have gone away.
Mm-hmm.
There is a new name, Drew. Any guesses? Any ideas? Who would you maybe want to see play the Joker? Someone kind of famous, but not that famous.
I mean,
someone a little unhinged in their films, maybe.
I mean, at this point in time, with the people who've played the Joker, I mean, it could be fucking anybody.
It could be anybody. Or could it be? Could it be a white guy?
Oh yeah, I mean, definitely not going to be a black guy. I'll tell you that much right now.
Definitely going to be any.
No,
definitely ain't gonna be an Inuit transgender.
No,
it is gonna be a white guy.
It's gonna be a white guy.
Okay, so now think of unhinged white guys.
Walking Phoenix.
Yes, Queen.
I think I heard that somewhere.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I think I saw this article.
Probably it's in the ether. It's out there in the air. Joaquin Phoenix in talks to be the Joker in a Joker movie written and directed by the guy who did the Hangover films.
Could be fun. Well, depends on what, you know, what story they go with.
It does. Yeah. Or do they just come up with it on their own? It's an origin. Right. That's enough with the origins. We don't care how these things happen. We just want them to be.
Exactly. It's almost with the Joker. It's almost better that he just kind of like exists. Like,
yes.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. And there are origin stories out there for the Joker, and they're
fucking lame. All of them. Yeah. They're all lame.
It's better. It's like.
It's so much cooler when it's just like. So who is this guy? I don't know. And where did he come from? Couldn't tell you. And what's he doing here? Chaos.
Anarchy reigns. I don't want any movies or TV shows or anything that's like, this is how John Wick became John Wick. I don't know.
I don't know exactly. It's so much better.
He's a legend of some sort.
Yes, that's fine.
The Baba Yaga.
Yeah, exactly. He's the Baba Yaga. How did he get to be that guy? I don't care.
Don't want
to
know. I don't want to know how Darth Vader became Darth Vader.
It's lame. That's how it is. He's a whiny bitch, Chris.
Who
lost his arms and legs in a lava flow.
That part was cool. Michael Bay. Looking like he may be getting into the comic book movie game.
Oh, I heard about this, too. What goddamn comic is it?
Lobo for DC. Yeah.
Now, see, I will watch that.
Well, Lobo's a character who doesn't care about anything.
He's a space biker.
He's a space biker bounty hunter who he blew up his planet just so he could be the last of his kind.
Like I said, I mean, think of like the worst, scummiest biker dude, and then imagine him in space with red eyes and superpowers.
Yes, he is an anarcho-fascist, space fascist. Yeah. So Michael Bay may be the right choice to bring him to.
Oh no, it's gonna be lots of explosions,
space explosions.
Yeah,
they're gonna be loud. Why was that space explosion so loud?
He's gonna be on a space bike. I'm not joking about that. Lobo rides a space bike.
Yeah, I'm totally down with that.
I'm familiar with Lobo. My dad used to read Lobo.
To you as a kid?
No, but he had a bunch of them, and then I inherited them, so I got to read them myself.
There you go.
It's some fucking twisted shit, man.
Lobo's a ridiculous dude. Let's wrap this up real quick with True Detective Season 3. Got a cast update here. Well, first off, Nick Pizzolatto and HBO agreed to not rush this thing.
The last one?
Because they rushed Season 2.
Yeah, and it was definitely nowhere near as good.
And they publicly were like, oops.
I bet.
So, working on Season 3. Mm-hmm. They're not rushing it. It's coming along nicely so far, and they're at the pace needed to. Pizzolatto brought on HBO writing veteran David Milch. David Milch is the guy who created and wrote Deadwood.
Oh.
As well as a few other shows.
Mm.
So now Milch is bringing his particular style to True Detective along with the lead. They haven't picked a director yet, as far as I can tell, but It is going to be about a crime that happens in the Ozarks. And it's a decades-long mystery that it says it deepens over time. So.
Lovely.
So we'll see how this goes. Cast so far, Mahershala Ali. Blew up a lot with the 1-2 of Luke Cage and that small part in Moonlight.
Yeah.
It really raised his profile there.
I mean, well, he was in House of Cards, too.
And House of Cards. Day. House of Cards is what I think...
I think that broke him.
Really got people interested in him.
Yeah.
For sure. Yep, there you go. Stephen Dorff.
Okay.
Stephen Dorff. He's got to be probably drunk detective, right?
Well, I would assume.
These shows are always about drunk detectives. No. He's got to be... He really looks like one. Smoking an e-cig. This is the one with the e-cig commercials, right? Yes. Take your life back. He's that guy, right?
Yeah, he is.
Stephen Dorff. And what else has he been in? Blade?
That's it.
And that's it, right? So why do we know who he is? Stephen Dorff. No, wasn't he in one of them 90s movies?
He was probably in a couple of them.
One of them 90s movies. So
somebody gave
so
him,
specific.
Somebody gave him a shot. And
like, I know what you did last summer, or Scream, or...
I'm sure he's done a lot of TV work that I don't know about, and movies that went straight to...
Yeah, maybe he was on a TV Red show. Box. A 90s show. Was he on a... My So-Called Life, or...
I have no idea.
Or, what's the other one? Specifics are not my strong suit tonight. Carmen Ejogo. It will help if I show you the picture. She was in Alien Covenant. And she's also in the Fantastic Beasts movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scoot. My boy Scoot.
Scoot?
Scoot McNary's in it. Ray Fisher. He's the guy who's Cyborg in Justice League.
Okay.
And the lead bad guy in The Purge, the first Purge. Generic white dude. There's also an actor whose name is Michael Gray Eyes. He's an indigenous fella, and his last name is Gray Eyes. That's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, one word, Gray Eyes.
It
looks,
I like it.
It looks cool, because it's E-Y-E-Y-E-S.
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it's like, yeah! He's Michael Gray. I would have fun with that name. And I don't know who this guy is, and that's that. So, True Detective Season 3, coming soonish.
On your face.
Ooh, whoa. All
right. In your eyes, Chris. Right in your eyes.
Oh, that's not good. Not my face. All right, so there we go. Season 3. Hopefully it'll be good this time.
Yeah. I mean, the first one was killer.
You know they dropped season 3 of Channel Zero? Did we talk about that?
Oh, they did.
And I watched episode 2 was last night. I watched episode 1 and that didn't grab me. Mm. Like, I watched the whole thing. I was like, I'm seeing a pattern now, which I'm not liking.
What? Law of diminishing returns?
Yes. Season 1 is about a TV show that pops up mysteriously that only some people can see. And they have to fight the repercussions of that. Season 2 is about a house that pops up mysteriously that only some people can see, apparently, and then they have to fight the repercussions of that.
I watched the first episode of that season.
Season 3 is about a staircase that pops up mysteriously out of nowhere that only some people can see, and they have to
deal with the repercussions. Some things mysteriously. Next one, a mysterious kitten will pop up. Mysterious
kitten to pop up. Next one, mysterious
tree.
A mysterious tree. Like, that tree's been there. No.
What tree? What are you talking about? There's no tree. It's an empty field.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll watch the second episode, but we'll see. All right. Steve should be here any minute. So let's get ready for that. No, right. I don't mean on the show. I mean, on the show. Okay.
Okay.
What? What? Is he here? All right, we're in the show. Thank you, Drew.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We appreciate it. Peace.